both feet. What's a kegler? What's a kegler? Remember that?
A kegler is someone who drinks a lot of beer at a college beer party.
A kegler.
Well, it's a little after 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone...
it just keeps getting worse and worse.
BG falsetto with that. The phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444. We're going to be here with you for another 2 hours. In a little bit, we're going to get an Orange Barrel report and weather, courtesy of Rob, my co-host, because he's a pro. What's that?
What's going on, man?
One of our friendly Enquirer carriers out there wants us to call the loading dock and ask them why they're so late.
All right, let's do it. Ring them up. Turn it down just a hair, dude. That's way too loud, Chris.
What are you doing? You gotta do it yourself! This sounds like movie from that music from that one movie.
What, The Endless Summer?
Yeah, The Endless Summer.
The summer without end.
I thought I heard him pick it up. Must have been me wiggling the phone.
No wonder the paper's late. No one's down there.
Well, I mean, that, well, the paper shouldn't be late. They're too busy working to answer the phone.
Big developing story
near
stop press.
We got the Enquirer already. See what it is.
Mailroom. Hey, yeah, this is Rob in the Walnut Hills route. Why are the papers late?
Papers are not that late tonight. We're pretty much on time.
Find out if Nixon's dead yet.
All right.
What truck do you get your papers on?
29. Yeah.
No, that's a Sunday. That's a Sunday truck.
Oh, it is?
What daily you get them on?
Oh, let me check.
I'm not dead yet.
68?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hey. You've got to find out if Nixon's dead yet, all right? Ask him that when he comes back.
He hasn't left yet. He's almost loaded.
Hey, did that Nixon guy die? Did you see the paper yet? Did Nixon die?
I tell you what, I'm running this insert machine. I am so busy, I can't even take a chance to look at it. You mean, did President Nixon die?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He's really sick.
Front page of the final says he took a turn for the worse.
Somebody's still alive?
Apparently.
All right, man, thanks a lot. I'll be looking out for the truck.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444 is a fun. Hey, truck 68, it's on its way.
It doesn't get any worse. Hey, that guy that called us, that made us make that phone call down the Enquirer, call us up. We want to talk to you.
He's going
to
represent us. He's. Jesus. The thing was, I said, truck 16. And he said, did you say 68? Yeah, 68.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Who's that?
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to dig up some more scintillating topics. In the meantime, listen to Chris's favorite guitars.
Just one of them 2 second cuts.
Wake up. That hurt. 749-1444. That's 749-1444 is the phone number here. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In a little bit, we're going to have a Zhirinovsky update. Let's get rid of them. See, we called all the bowling alleys already.
Yeah. Hey, let me see. What's on the front page here?
Can't wait till we get to
let me see the front page. Roger Dodger, you're
Hello,
on.
Roger Dodger, you're on.
I'm on. You about the Nixon thing?
Yeah, speak up here a little bit.
Did you want me to tell you about the time I went to the Nixon Library?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened out there in California, right?
Right. First we went over to Ronald's Ranch, me and Nixon.
Uh-huh.
And we had breakfast, then we had lunch, and then we had dinner, and then we went to sleep around 8 o'clock, and that was about it.
So I understand that Nixon's library is the only presidential library that receives no federal funding, and so they're on big time hard times, and so they sell memorabilia. They're one of the few presidential libraries that have this kind of presidential memorabilia. For example, you can get the famous Nixon and Elvis meeting captured and memorialized on a watch, and also like a plate. You can get like Nixon's back t-shirts and all this stuff through the mail, because the Nixon Library needs to make money in any way, so they're almost taking like a campish approach to the president.
It's $29.95.
For what?
For the plate.
$29.95 for the Nixon and Elvis plate?
Right. It's enamel. It's gold trim. It's 12 payments of $29.95.
Do they have an 800 number?
You have to get the Smithsonian. I don't have it with me right now. It's in Smithsonian, the back of Smithsonian.
There's not an 800 number listed there, though?
I have to call back.
Call back if you can come up with the 800 number.
Right.
Okay.
It was nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Sure.
I hope he calls us back, because I want to hear that 800 number. We'll give a call.
So Clinton had a town meeting with the MTV last night.
Isn't that great? Isn't he in touch with America's youth?
Some 17-year-old from Maryland asked him, "Mr. President, the world's dying to know, is it boxers or briefs?" "Usually briefs," the president said, flushing and shaking his head. My God.
Aren't you glad he's doing MTV? What are you laughing about?
17-year-old Dahlia Lyons from Bethesda, Maryland, told Clinton that the suicide of grunge rocker Kurt Cobain, quote, "exemplified the emptiness of that many in our generation feel," unquote. She asked how young people could be encouraged to value life more. Clinton called it perhaps the most important question. I got to see this. This has got to be hilarious.
Hey, Lee Harvey, if you're out there, 749-1444, I want to put you to the test.
Clinton talking to a bunch of moron Marylanders, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll dig this. It's time for the Zhirinovsky update. Are you ready?
Whoa!
What's that?
Man, George Fay, the guy who said he wrote a letter to Singapore saying, "Beat me, don't beat my kid."
They're going to beat him?
I don't know. They're filing the appeals today.
Okay, here we go with tonight's Zhirinovsky update.
That's not scary enough music.
It's Russian, though.
Is it? What is it, Stravinsky?
It's Rimsky-Korsakov. Are you ready? In Russia, ultranationalist Vladimir Zhirinovsky has a theory about his missing fisherman's cap. It has become a valuable collector's item. He also has a theory about the West. That's with a capital W.
That's us, baby.
It is out. The West is out to destroy Russia.
No kidding.
Zhirinovsky thinks that his hat is valuable because he is a great man. He thinks that the West wants to destroy Russia because it could become a great empire again with him in charge.
Yeah, right. We'll kick his ass.
In related news, and it's only related because it's got to do with Russian politics, there are members of a new political party in Russia called the Russia Beer Party.
It could be the biggest party of all over in Russia. You know those Russians like their alcohol.
They tried to register a bona fide political candidate last election, too, the Russian Beer Party.
It's too unusual, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What do the beer lovers stand for? Ask me that. What do the Russian beer lovers stand for?
I'm trying to think. What was Spuds McKenzie's slogan?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it like party...
Party on or
something?
Party
on something, Garth? I don't know.
The Russian beer lovers party stands for just about anything that makes life easier for drinking beer, it seems, including lower taxes, full employment, and free trade.
Ooh,
who's up
ooh.
Next? Hello, Ginger. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Hi.
Hi. What's up tonight, babe?
Ginger, here's the deal. This guy's sitting in his classroom, right?
Uh-huh.
The Singapore authorities pull him out of class. They take him to his house without a search warrant. They search his room looking for a spray paint. They don't find any, but they find some road signs. So they drag him downtown. They beat the guy for 5 days. Won't let him call a lawyer. Won't let him call his parents even. They're beating this guy. They're torturing him for 5 days. He finally confesses. So they say, we don't need a trial. All the evidence we need to cane this guy is his confession, which they tortured out of him.
Never in America.
Call me ethnocentric, but they're barbaric. That's a barbaric system of justice.
Hey, Ginger, can I ask you something?
Yes.
The jury that was trying Rodney King just awarded him a $3.8 million damages. 3.8 million clams.
Was that compensatory or punitive?
He's probably got to pay taxes.
I think it was
compensatory. Punitive.
So, what do you think he's going to do with all that money?
I don't even know what he's talking
think
about.
He's gonna,
don't
you think
ignore
he's,
me. I call and you ignore me.
Well, not ignore you. I'm asking you a question. What do you think Rodney King's going to do with $3.8 million? Do you think he's going to get himself a limo so he can get trashed and drive around town?
Probably pick up the same transsexual that he had with him the last time.
Whoa!
You mean he was into transsexuals?
Well, I'm sure he didn't know. He was a...
He
well,
picked up
not
Lola.
An outstanding citizen. But,
okay, Ginger, you called us. What's on your mind?
So he's still going to get some money for punitive damages, too, maybe, huh?
Well, punitive damages are as a punishment.
Hence the term punitive, Ginger.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse you me.
But I'm sure they'll give him something. Because he's basically got the media and everything on his side, and he'll basically get something no matter what.
Do you think if they don't give him anything, L.A. will burn again?
No.
They already gave him 3.8 mil.
I think they've seen what that did, you know.
Oh, it solved a lot of problems, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're a lot better off now. So what's up, Jinja? Why'd you call?
Well, I called about Jaranovsky.
Vladimir Jaranovsky, the man with the biggest head in Russia. You know, I bet his hat's worth $3.8 million. I bet Rodney King probably couldn't even buy Jaranovsky's hat. It's so valuable.
He probably wouldn't sell it to him. He's a pretty racist dude.
Okay, here's the deal, Ginger. And we want you to set this up.
Okay.
Get everybody you know to kick in $5.
Uh-huh.
And they have to pick a month. And that's the month that Rodney King files for bankruptcy.
Okay.
I mean, what is it now? May, April of 94?
Mm-hmm.
You can put me down for August of 96.
There you go. August 96, Rob's in for $5.
Chris?
I'm going to go a little sooner than that. I'll say February.
Jim?
February
I don't think
what?
You give the guy enough
this
credit.
This coming February. February 95.
I think he might last out the end of the century. He'll probably throw it on a big 2000 party. He'll just blow it higher than, you know, Luther Vandross.
So you're saying January 2001 is
Joe Desai, right? So he'll party like it's 1999 and go toes it. What do you got, Ginger?
Well, I think he should donate it to the community.
Yeah, right. He is the community.
Well, he should. It's only right. They stood up for him.
Don't.
He should give something back to the community.
Yeah, they beat up a Korean for him.
They had their guns they were shooting back at him, so they're no better.
Okay, anyway, Ginger, what were you getting at?
Thank you. God, thank you.
No, so what month do you pick, Ginger?
July.
Of what year? This year?
No, 98.
Okay. What's on your mind, Jinja?
Yes. Did you know that they have a new nuclear weapon in Russia?
Oh, boy. This sounds like one of those jokes.
No, it's not a joke. It's serious. It does not have any, I guess, waste left over, any nuclear waste. So it's not part of the Non-Proliferation Act.
You got a little case of Chris-itis there, don't you?
I think so. It's catching. Well, anyway, it's the size of a baseball, and Jaranovsky was wanting to use it sometime soon, and he jested in a... someone quoted in the newspaper that he would use it sometime soon.
It's an atomic weapon, huh?
No, it's a nuclear weapon.
It's a nuclear weapon?
Yes. It's the size of a baseball, but does the same damage.
Of what?
That a nuclear warhead would do.
Wow! Well, you know, what is it? Uranium? Radium? What else do they use in those things? Plutonium. Yeah, plutonium's the other big one, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If he uses it, he better not think about using it over here.
I don't think it would matter
you don't
where
think...
he used it. It would do the same damage.
Which would be what? Just a big boom? Well, does it have fallout then if it doesn't have waste? I guess it would.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area.
We'll kick his ass.
It's only big as baseball.
Yeah. He was voted to the year 2002 as the leader of whatever his group is.
The beer drinking party.
Yeah, that's it.
No, but Zhirinovsky talks a big game, but, you know, does one person over there have the power to use the bomb? I mean, can he just say, I'm going to use the bomb? And then, like, who's he going to, does he control the army? Does he control the Air Force? No. So how's he going to use it?
Well, I think he will be soon. I think it's the same thing that happened to Germany. Everybody over there is in such disarray, and here they have this strong leader, and they're willing to overlook his flaws to get out of the mess they're in.
You know, I really wonder how the Russian people view this character. Because all we're seeing how the West views him. I wonder how the old average Ruski on the street feels about this. I wonder how your average vodka-swilling, potato-eating red feels about this guy. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. They're more concerned probably with surviving day-to-day problems.
Oh, I'm sure they're much more concerned with where they're going to get their next batch of sugar beets than they are what Vladimir Zhirinovsky is going to blow up Bosnia or whatever he's going to blow up.
Well, this is a depressing conversation.
Thanks, Ginger.
Hey, Ginger, you a big Elvis fan?
Afraid not.
Well, stay tuned then.
You soon will be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep tuning in. Tell all your friends. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Sugar.
Man, someone gave us a Zhirinovsky update. 749-1444.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're Sporting Babushkas.
Hello, Ivan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Ivan, what can we do for you?
I am typical immigrant from Yugoslavia, and I like America. But I don't understand why so many people in your country are afraid of Zhirinovsky. What has he done to you?
Ibida?
What has Zhirinovsky done?
Well, he's a big idiot, Ivan. He's just a big idiot.
Do you remember that episode when Ivan got hit on the head and he became Nick Ferrari?
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool. And he was working on the cars listening to Elvis Costello and stuff. It's like going...
Zhirinovsky, is he like...
What?
How do they say that? Honeymooners? Jackie Gleason? Is that like Zhirinovsky?
Yeah, exactly.
What a slacker.
Don't you dare. I want to save
you. So what's going on, Bob? What's happening, Holmes?
Not much. I want to talk about this Zhirinovsky guy.
Lay it on us. What do you know about him?
Well, a while back in my younger days, I was over there in Ruskyville, right? Kind of a young guy, right?
Yeah, you were at the prime of your life.
Oh, I was virile. Virile. I was in a gang with this Zhirinovsky guy, right? We ran the south side of Moscow.
Right.
It was nuts. We ran bootleg hooch.
Oh, cool.
Funneled it into their throats, baby. Ooh, they were drunk 24 hours a day over there.
The south side of Moscow is the baddest part of town.
Oh, you didn't come in unless we let you, baby.
All right.
If we didn't let you, you left with a knife in your back.
I believe it.
Anyway, the guy said, one day, I'm gonna run this town, baby. I said, screw you, and I left.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Nice story, Bob.
I got something for you. This is for you, Bob.
Hoop-a-ding, hoop-a-day.
Hoop-a-ding, hoop-a-day.
Whoop-a-doo what? What the hell's going on down there? That sounds like complete anarchy.
Hoop-a-dee-dee-i-dee-a.
Hoop-a-dee-dee-i-dee-a.
Whoop-a-doo, whoop-a-doo.
Whoop-a-doo, whoop-a-doo. Did you get all that?
Oh, that was beautiful. I love children's rhymes. They're just lovely. Unfortunately, they scarred me terribly in my youth.
It's obvious you have been scarred.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the world's monetary system. We're talking about the skyrocketing price of higher education. We're talking about what would it take for you to sell out. I mean, all they say is Bob, in order for you to have a job, you need to go against some of your principles, some of your beliefs. We're talking about Zhirinovsky. We're talking about Nixon. Is he going to die? We're talking about Arsenio Hall. Was it the man that took him off the air? We're talking about, what's the guy's name, King? Rodney King? We're trying to figure out what month will Rodney King go broke. I have August of 96.
I give him 3 weeks.
He said he won $3.8 million. Do you think he'll be filing for bankruptcy in 3 weeks?
He's going to be cruising the streets for them transvestites anytime soon.
He'll come upon you and you'll take all of his money.
Oh, baby, they all come to me eventually. And I'm working on that Arsenio spot. I got a great idea for a show.
What's that?
It's called Late Night Bob, right?
Right.
And all we have on, the whole thing is done nude, right?
Hey, just like the new, that's how the Cincinnati Symphony does their shows now.
Naked?
Yeah.
Where can I get in on this stuff?
Just buy a ticket, 21
lots of,
bucks.
Lots of practice.
Where do I get the tickets?
How do you get to Symphony?
Oh, I've had practice, sweet pants.
Practice since you're a baby.
Okay, so what happened here? So you're going to have Late Night Bob.
Yeah, it's all nude, right? But we got those little blurry spots covering up the sensitive areas, if you know what I mean.
When's your book going to be done?
The book is done, but we're having trouble with the publishers.
You could be like, excuse me. You can
wake
be like,
up there, pukey boy.
You could be like Rush Limbaugh and have your set lined with your book.
I'm going to do it.
All right, so what else would you have on this on your show?
Well, alright, it's all nude, right? We got juggling acts, we got dog acts, you know, animals for the kids.
Not
stuff
naked
like that,
dogs.
Clowns.
Okay.
And, mostly it's talk, but it's all talk about sex, right? Sex talk. I'm thinking about calling it Sex Talk with Bob.
I thought it was going to be called Late Night Bob.
Well, I wanted to call it Sex Talk, but, you know, the studio has problems with it.
Okay.
We're going to have, you know, Harvey Fierstein's going to be my little sidekick, you know, my yes man.
Ah, yes, Harvey, Harvey.
Oh, he's a beautiful guy. Beautiful little faggot.
Yes.
I love him. And I don't know. You know, we're starting to round off the edges here. It's still in the rough stages. But they like it. They're nuts for it.
Harvey Fierstein was Arsenio's little yes boy there for a couple weeks.
When?
He was on there all the time. You know, I'd flip by and there's Harvey Fierstein. Got to go, got to. He was always talking about something idiotic.
Well, Arsenio was always kissing everybody's ass.
Arsenio had more crap on his face from kissing butt than anyone else in the world.
Harvey copied my vocal pattern, baby. He never used to talk like that till he met me.
Yeah, well, you're much more of a man than he is.
Oh, you know it. 325 pounds of pure man.
You are the man.
I like men.
This isn't dedicated to former presidents, Art, is it?
No.
Okay. All right, Bob.
You talking about dick?
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're horny.
The phone number here is 749-1444, and we're going to go to Clifton Gym here in a minute. I want to remind you all, in case you didn't know, that the very first Tuesday in May... And that's
very important date. Write it down.
Just a couple weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, this is...
The very first Tuesday in May, Rob and I are going to be making a public appearance.
We are.
We are.
We don't like to show up in public a lot because, quite frankly, people give me hives. But we will be out and about... Hobnobbing with you, Riff Raff.
Down at No Anchovies Pizzeria on Ludlow.
I hope they remember that.
Yeah, I hope they do too. They're going to have like all kind of drink specials and food specials, and they're going to be...
And Chris and Rob.
I can't think of a better time than
that. We'll be glad-handing. We'll be signing autographs, hanging with the little people.
That's right before our program on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in May, about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, to midnight or so. So check it out, baby. Hello, Clifton Jim. What's up, babe?
How you doing, guys?
What can we do for you?
We talked about Richard Nixon a little bit.
Okay, he was a hero.
Yes, he was. But he's still around, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he took a turn for the worse, but I don't know. He's had a stroke. He's 81.
You know, from what I understand, you know, he can't move his right side. He can't speak, and he's drooling and all this. But I still think that... If he was president, he'd probably be better at foreign policy than Bill Clinton.
I know you're right.
You know, everybody's ragging on Big Bad Bill for his lousy foreign policy.
And deservedly so.
Right. But I'm trying to think back to the last president that we had who was pretty good at foreign policy. And looking back over my lifespan, I can't think of any. Except for... What was accomplished during his presidency?
Well, you know, he made friends with China.
Five more years of Vietnam after he was elected president.
Yeah,
made friends with China, and what good has that done? They're still... It's led up to Tiananmen Square. They're still just totally ignoring any concept of human rights.
Well, that
he went up there and sucked up to a bunch of commies, which, I mean, he was, you know, his whole career during the 50s was built on being anti-communist, and then everyone talks about what a great thing it was that he went over, kissed a few communists' ass. They're still acting exactly the same way today that they did before he went over there. And has it been that big of a boon to our economy?
Well, back, you know, you're talking about China today as opposed to China back then. I mean, it was different back in Richard Nixon's era. You know what I'm saying? It was different guys in power. I mean, you can't say...
They were still jailing people who protested against the government. They were still putting journalists in jail. They were still squashing protests. I mean, his faces may have changed, but it seems like the,
But he made the effort. He was the first guy. You have to think about the world back at that time.
Can I
change the subject?
Well, you brought up Nixon. If you want to get away from Nixon, go ahead.
You can change the subject anytime you want, because Rob and I do ourselves.
Since I'm losing this argument, I want to talk about the smoking in the stadium. I mean, it's driving me crazy. You know, I've never been a smoker, but, it's outdoors. You know what I'm saying?
It's an outdoor place, and I taste the height of hypocrisy having that huge Winston sign right there on the scoreboard. Then you can't fire up a Winston.
I mean, it's our city council is just gone amok. You know, they got to pass laws. That's their job, I guess, and it doesn't matter what law it is. Here's an example I was just thinking about. You ever sat next to somebody who has real bad body odor at the stadium?
Uh-huh.
You know, I was at a store today, and the salesperson came over to me, and I was like, yeah!
Well, that's more offensive than smoke. Are you going to outlaw that?
I would. You know, when I'm elected to city council, you know, see what's going to happen is there's going to be, what do you call it, a three-person committee? Not a troika.
A trio.
A triumvirate. There's going to be a triumvirate runs this town, Chris, Rob, and Jim. And when we're running this town, the first thing that's going to be illegal is BO, and the second thing that's going to be illegal are piss tests.
And the third thing that's going to be illegal are smoking bans.
No, but I just make everything legal.
Have you thought about trying to organize a big Great American Riverfront smokeout?
No, smoke in.
Smoke in?
Yeah, I mean, this is...
I mean, tell all your friends to show up at the same time. If you get 100 people smoking, what are they going to do about
it? I mean, that's what I always thought.
Get all 100 of you out?
You know, I think it's one issue when you talk about banning smoking in a small office where the person who works 5 feet away from you is sitting there puffing on a cig all day. That's one issue. But an outdoor place...
Come
Man,
on already.
What I mean, the hell? And there, plus, Roy Riverfront Stadium is built. There's all kinds of drafts and breezes whipping through there. I mean, if you stand up at Riverfront Stadium, you're going to feel a breeze on the back of your neck, unless it's one of those very few summer days where there's absolutely no breeze.
And, Dig, if Carl Linder decides to light up at the UDF, he's going to do it.
You know, way back when, baseball, part of going to the baseball game, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, half the guys in the stadium, if not all the guys, had big fat cigars watching the game, you know?
Did you call WLW today?
No.
That's all they talked about on WLW.
Dizzy Dean used to do commercials for Camels. Dizzy Dean would do commercials for Camels. And I think Whitey Ford did cigarette commercials. I think maybe even Mickey Mantle, even that era.
Yeah,
so what gives? What else is on your mind?
Did you see that Michael Jordan smoked a cigar because he's a big cigar smoker?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan lit up a cigar in the dugout, and now he might get fined $800 for violating the minor league's no tobacco policy.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Guys have been fined in the minor leagues for having chewing tobacco also. Some of the minor leagues, there are different minor leagues.
Are they
leagues.
Still allowed to chew bubblicious?
Yeah, they want you to chew bubble. Who knows? I mean, you know, like the American Dental Society is going to, pretty soon a guy's going to be at first base, he's going to blow a bubble. They're going to stop the game and make sure he's chewing sugarless gum. And if he's not, he's going to be thrown out of the game.
What do you think? I mean, you think Marchessault is going to give up smoking cigarettes watching a game?
I tell you what, it's just such crap. The Reds are off.
That.
The Reds are off to such a great start, and you know, I mean, there's such obvious things to be said. Like, there's a lot of other bigger problems in Cincinnati that need to be addressed.
Right? Game and a half up.
Yeah, they're a game and a half up, and
we're. Hey, give me today's sports page in the paper, Jim.
And daggone it, if somehow something always comes up to divert attention away, I mean, and people, you know, people get all fired up about this smoking thing when it's a joke, and then these councilmen will play into it when it's just farcical. It's just
figuring out what to do with downtown, you know, to get people downtown instead of talking about no smoking, you know.
They need to get the damn 75 fixed if they want people to come downtown.
Right on.
Okay. Well, can I hear that Whoop-de-Doo song before I leave?
A special version for you. A special rat mix. Singing strong. Can't hear
you.
What's
wrong? Everybody sing along. Are you happy?
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
749-1444. That's 749-1444. Whoop-a-ding. Whoop-a-day.
That was almost like a real call, and we just kind of screwed around with him. But
no,
yeah.
We didn't.
Okay, the Reds are 7-4. They are a half a game up on St. Louis. No, I think the St. Louis lost yesterday, so they're a game and a half up on St. Louis. In the.
I thought we were 8-3.
We're 7-4, Crib.
Okay. Hey, we can find out if Lee Harvey's out there.
All right, Lee. Howie. What up?
Nothing, dude.
What's going on?
Don't call me, dude.
I think you're missing a point on this whole smoking ban thing. It's like you should be able to smoke pot if you wanted to.
Yeah, we've addressed that many times with Chris and Rob, and we think
what
it's
about hash?
Smoking pot and hash should be just
smoke
the same as drinking.
Everything would like crack, because crack destroys. But pot is just cool.
Pot is a natural green plant, and you know what?
Crack.
God
bad.
Doesn't make mistakes, man.
Pot good. Pot equals good, dude.
Exactly. So what you're saying is Marge needs to put down her Salem and pick up some Acapulco gold.
Dude. Pack a fucking hookah. Oh, excuse me. A hookah, dude.
Yeah,
big hookah.
A big hookah ding, hookah dang.
Dude, they should have it like right there, like in the seats, and you just put the little tube, and you just smoke it up. And
they
like,
should have it like, you know, when the usher comes and wipes off your seat, he should show you where the bong is.
You're on it, dude.
They should, instead of passing a bratwurst down one way and a buck down the other way, they should just be passing doobies, huh? Passing
you know what?
Spleet.
You know what they should do, Chris? You know when you buy an ice cream sundae and it comes in like a little Reds cap or something, and then you can use the Reds cap later
they
on?
Could just put it in
they,
a bong?
They could put it in a bong.
That's
when you
a
get
good
done
idea, except for the probably if it melts, it would leak out your carb.
Oh, they put like.
Well, no,
like
then you know you could.
Acid
they give you like the carb in a separate pack.
Maybe they could give you a little carb plug.
Yeah, and instead of putting bubble gum in with the baseball cards, they could just put you know like some blotter acid in there or something. So like if you lick Jose Rios' face, you start seeing the walls melt of Riverfront.
Well, why you're on
like
it? Let's talk about the mushrooms that you get on that crappy.
No, it's like a nachos.
Pizza.
Instead of getting jalapenos on your nachos, you should get some hallucinogenic mushrooms. And that way, you know, because you gotta have some flavor to kill the gross taste of those things.
Dude, instead of like the national anthem, you should play like Sugar Magnolia at the beginning, every game.
No, but then every game would get called on account of darkness, or would be called because no game can start after midnight.
Dude, if Doc Ellis can pitch a no-hitter on acid, dude, you think if everybody in the stadium was on acid and smoking pot?
Just think what it would be.
I'm thinking 60,000 people.
I'm thinking about Nirvana, man.
Dude, instead of like the mascot being like that little, that red guy.
The big ball head guy.
Yeah, it should be like a Rasta with like a doobie.
Instead of having Kid Glove Day, they could have, you know, Weed Day.
Dude, all the kids get like a bowl full of pot. Dude.
That'd be great.
I gotta go.
Instead of having Knot Hole Baseball Day, they could have Junior Weed Head Day.
Dude, this is so cool. We should
man,
do
I
it.
Tell you what, let's tell you what you do, Howie. Write up a letter and send it to the Reds marketing people, and, you know, maybe they'll appreciate some of these ideas.
instead of calling it the Reds, they should just call it the Greens.
And you know, instead of having those big ball heads on the scoreboard race,
yeah,
they could, you know, they could have like big pot leaf race, and you pick pot leaf number one or two or three.
No, it should be like three dudes, and like whoever smokes it down first.
Yeah, we could put big doobies in the redhead's mouths, and whoever huffed it down quickest won.
I can't hear you. Dude, my stereo is melting. My stereo is melting.
Howie, are you there? Dude. I just had a flashback.
Dude.
Whoa, are you? Howie, were you flashing back?
Whoop-a-doo, dude.
Oh man, I had another one. Check it out.
Stop that, dude. You're messing with my brain.
And you know what?
Yeah?
All right, enough of that. Bye, Howie. 749-1444 is the phone number here. That's 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, hoop-a-ding.
And hoop-a-ding. You know, like how you drill out a bat so you can fill it up with cork? You know, they could drill it all the way down and just use it for a big giant pipe.
Oh, check
it
out.
And so, like,
dude.
Kevin Mitchell could be sucking on his bat in the on-deck circle. Instead of swinging it around, he could go up and hit a home run with it.
Hello, Ronnie. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey!
I got a good idea.
What's that?
You know how they used to have feathers with roach clips on them?
Those are cool. They came stock with every used Camaro you bought.
About little red bats with roach clips on the end. Roach clip bat day.
That'd be cool.
I'm gonna ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Do you happen to know
I'm from Iowa, so I don't know that many people.
Do you happen to know if they're planning on filming Batman 3 here in Cincinnati?
Yes, they are, and Chris and I, along with Jim, will have major, well, we're not supposed to say, but we'll have major parts.
I can see you guys in tights.
I'm going to be the Riddler, and Chris is going to play Punchline, and Jim will play Non Sequitur. You hear my Riddler laugh?
Let me hear it. Sounds more like the Joker.
No, that wasn't the Joker. That was about
Joker cackles.
Yeah, the Joker is like, ha, 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 ha. You know, kind of like a machine gun thing.
Well, not the Mark Hamill Joker on the cartoon.
Well, anyway, so that's it. Look for us. I do look good in yellow tights or green tights with question marks all over them.
Okay, bye.
All right.
We'll be right back. 749-1444.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
Hi.
I have a question.
What?
Can you have dessert for after breakfast?
Yeah.
Because in that song he says, the beer I had for breakfast was good, so I had another for dessert. Hey, can you have a beer for... Can you have dessert for breakfast?
Yeah, donuts. First you have your eggs and you have your donuts.
And donuts count as the dessert.
Yeah.
Ian! What up?
You guys are a real class act, and...
Speak up!
Yesterday in the sports page, I was looking for the box scores and latest on mods, and I seen this Amanda Borden chick with her legs spread wide open, and I thought it was really nice.
Amanda Borden's a wonderful athlete, and we wish her well. Thanks for calling, Ian.
Thank you.
You sick dog.
Sick dog. 749-1444, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 24 minutes after 4, you know what that means?
That's when we bust the show wide open.
It's time for a weather report. Here's Rob with tonight's weather.
God, dude, it's going to be 72 today, and it's going to dip down to 41 tonight. Currently, it's what? You were just out there.
It's kind of nippy.
Watering the lawn. You know, how many calls have we missed tonight because Jim was snoozing?
That's late, though. Give the guy a break. It's late. He's been working hard delivering pie, and he's stoned all the time.
Star Child, what up?
Not much. Just sitting around getting wasted.
Wasted on what?
Pro legalization of marijuana.
Really?
Yeah.
You doing a bong, or you got it wrapped up in like a little spleef, or you doing like a little pipe kind
of
thing?
I mean a pipe out of marble.
Out of marble?
Yeah.
I hear marble gives good smoke.
Yeah.
Got one of them little roofs for it?
Nah.
What color marble?
White.
Where'd you get it?
Trophy collection.
From your trophy collection?
Yeah, the bottom of it.
That's class, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm making one out of glass tomorrow.
So you always get stoned when you listen to the Chris and Rob late-night program?
Yeah, usually.
Really good.
Hey, Grumpy Old Men's at the Super Saver. I'm there.
Check it out. Do you ever get stoned and play Nintendo?
Hey, dude, don't
move. No, I broke my Nintendo.
Oh, how come? You were stoned and you broke it?
No, I just got mad.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yeah. Wayne's World and Grumpy Old Men's both at the Super Savers.
Great.
You know where to find me this afternoon.
Cheap date, baby.
I did. Oh, what time?
After the movie, you go to the White Castle, man. That's a cheap date under $5.
12:40, I'm there. Grumpy Old Men.
I hope you guys know what I'm doing to pledge for WAIF.
What are you doing to pledge for WAIF?
I'm selling, like, KISS trading cards.
Really?
Yeah, the entire collection.
Wow, I bet those are valuable.
Yeah, I'm selling them for 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's going to buy them off for 50 bucks?
I'm not sure yet. A lot of people have been wanting them, though.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well, really appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Why don't you just take them and get color Xeroxes of them before you sell them?
That'd be cool.
So you're real broke up over this Roseanne Arnold getting divorced from that other guy?
Oh, yeah, but she's still married to Arsenio. I don't know if she's...
Yeah, we need
that
to
one.
Practice. Who'd be a typical talk show guest?
Guest?
Yeah. Like if we're doing a mainstream regular talk show.
This is a mainstream regular talk show.
No, he would have to be like, who's like one of those mainstream
this
corny guests they get?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Steinbergs.
Steinbergs. No, like we're on TV. Hey, dude, what celebrity do you always wish you were?
Billy Joel, so you could be doing Christie Brinkley?
They're divorced, too.
I know.
They've been split up since Thanksgiving.
I'd say Gene Simmons.
Okay. Well, Gene, we're back. What is it about Gene Simmons that most people don't know?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, he used to dress like Wayne Newton back in about 84.
No, dude, you are Gene Simmons. We're pretending like we're taking Arsenio's place and our guest tonight is KISS.
Our guest tonight is stoned, all right?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
749-1444, we got a line open. 749-1444.
749-1444.
I love the last half hour.
No, I tell you what, man.
I love it.
I tell you what, what is it? It's 4:30. Why aren't we asleep? Because we're here for the people.
We're here for you, baby.
And Jim's up because he's just weird. Jack, you need to sound off, bro.
From your diaphragm.
I was reading in Rolling Stone, there's supposed to be a phony war on drugs, and they say higher THC levels and
Well, let me tell you something. Don't believe a damn thing you ever read in Rolling Stone magazine.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever you read in Rolling Stone, just ignore it.
Thank you. Can we talk about what they say in Newsweek?
Although you can believe about 2% of what you read in Newsweek.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Are you stoned too?
Yeah.
So I thought.
All right, so go ahead. Talk about whatever you want to. Talk about Rolling Stone or Newsweek or Time or U.S. News World Report.
Are you using one of them water bongs? You got a pipe or a spleef?
I have tops.
Tops?
ZZ Tops.
I roll
Zigzag
my own.
Tops.
Oh, you've been rolling them, huh?
Bugle Boy.
Talent. That's my one talent. I'm waiting for it to legalize so I can have a real job.
Can you roll with one hand?
No.
While you're driving?
Can you, like, dump the tobacco or marijuana in your mouth and then shove a paper in your mouth and then spit out a rolled joint like they do in the cartoons?
No.
Well, work on that. If you work on that, if you can do that, when we get Arsenio's spot, we'll let you be on the show.
Anyways, Jack, you called us. What do you want?
I really like the way you say Steinbergs.
You like that?
I really do. I think one day, maybe if those guys retire, you could get a job at J-Core or something and sell out, and then you would be in hell the rest of your life.
I tell you what, Jack, you want to know how pathetic you are? You, well, not you, but... You,